The Centers for Disease Control's list of coronavirus risk factors includes conditions like cancer, heart disease, and a recent addition, Down syndrome. People with Down syndrome are prone to serious illness or even death if they develop COVID-19. Many are now among the early vaccine recipients, including here in Massachusetts. WBUR's Callum Borchers introduces us to one of them.
Jonathan Durr is 41. He lives on Cape Cod, works at a grocery store, and he's a big 90s wrestling fan.
Most of my favorites are John Cena, The Rock, Stone Cold.
That's John Cena, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and Stone Cold Steve Austin for the uninitiated. Durr had plenty of time to watch wrestling reruns when he was laid up with COVID-19 in January.
At first, I said, why me? Why I have COVID? It's like a cold, no chills, fever, headaches.
Did you know when you got sick that having Down syndrome made you perhaps more susceptible to being ill, that it could be particularly dangerous to have COVID-19 because you have Down syndrome?
I heard about it because we have friends who have Down syndrome also, but just can't give up.
Durr didn't give up, even during a scary stretch that included a trip to Brigham and Women's Hospital. His mother, Joanne Simons, runs the Northeast chapter of ARC, a national advocacy group for people with developmental disabilities.
I was terrified when Jonathan's test came back positive. Sort of I went into this, you know, really high alarm mode because it was becoming clear that adults with Down syndrome, especially men over 40, were at highest risk for morbidity and mortality from COVID.
Simons says people often think of Down syndrome as an intellectual disability without realizing that it's caused by an extra chromosome, which can also lead to other health complications.
And Jonathan, if you look at the list of CDC comorbidity factors, it has about six of them. He has a pulmonary valve that's been replaced. He has congenital heart disease. He has ventricular tachycardia. He has a defibrillator, all of which singularly are factors. In addition, he has some lung disease. So when I learned that he was positive, I tried very hard and successfully not to read the studies because they were becoming well publicized the week of his diagnosis. And I have since read them. And of course, it would have made me even more nervous.
One of those studies in the UK suggested people with Down syndrome are 10 times more likely than the general population to die from COVID-19. Durr and his mother believe he may have recovered well because he exercised regularly before contracting the virus. He's now back to using a treadmill and elliptical.
Oh, no, I forgot. I did Special Olympics.
And you do Special Olympics. Which events?
Basketball, track, golf in the summer, and soccer in the fall.
Durr recently got his second vaccine dose. He says the shots hurt, but the pain is nothing a little ibuprofen can't relieve. He hopes to be on the soccer field and back to other team sports soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.